This is Amy, the Senior Group Fitness Instructor at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. Are you looking for a spark of inspiration to bring to your next class? Find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. I'm John McGowan, and you, as always, can reach me, John, at indoorcycleinstructor.com. While I was at the IRSA Fitness Equipment Convention here this past winter, I had a chance to see the new Evo indoor cycles. And joining me today is the head of their new education offering that they call TriCore. And the master trainer in charge of this is Jack Nunn. Welcome, Jack.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm excited to see another player into the market.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And I think that there's been just a huge, over the last couple of years, we've been doing the podcast now for 5 years, but we've watched this and this huge change from the conventional, dare I say, spinning bike to bikes that move side to side, which we're going to talk to about with yours, the addition of power, different drive systems, different resistance systems. And you guys have something that's almost unrecognizable in your Evo bike. It doesn't have a flywheel.
Yeah, that's correct. It's just planetary gears that are moving together, working together, and the orb system in the bike. The idea was to create less maintenance, less chain stretch. It's a great option for gyms and fitness centers to utilize this and not deal with those extra problems, because I know a lot of the bikes, as they get older, they have a lot of maintenance issues there.
But yeah, because anytime you put 20, 30, 50 of something in a room and you have to maintain it, it becomes a real burden.
Yeah.
And so understanding that what you have is actually something that somebody has to see, and there's going to be links to this. There's some videos that show you doing some training sessions on your Evo bike. But it is unique in its simplicity, and there really is nothing maintainable on it, is there, beyond the friction pad?
Beyond the friction pad, not much. There's a few batteries and stuff. But in the future, they're probably coming out with some watts so that the gears will actually develop a readout for watts and a magnet. But they're working on that right now. It probably won't be for a while, but that's pretty exciting because a lot of bikes are going that way.
Exactly, and I happen to be a huge proponent of magnetic resistance,
right,
for multiple reasons, not the least of which is that there's no maintenance around it.
Right.
So everybody understands, just like other manufacturers and education providers, there's a manufacturer,
right,
of the Evo, which is Relay Fitness Group.
Correct.
Can you give us a little understanding of them?
The owner, Marco Vuljak, he came from actually Star Trek. He actually was one of the programmers, developers for the spinner bike that we all know and that we all love. It was a very popular bike. So he kind of designed his own version of something that he thought was missing, which was the sway and the active core full body workout that you get from actual real-time riding. When you're out on a bike, the bike does sway, whether you like it or not. It's not supposed to, but we all know that it does once you get power distributed on the pedal. So he wanted to develop that same kind of feel, and the bike only sways about 10 degrees each way from side to side, and it really does create a real life feel, like as if you're on the road. Plus the gears, the intermeshing gears, really give that nice real-time feel, like as if you're on the road. So it's a great way to get a great full body workout. I was talking before about being at IRSA and also at FIBO, and I did about 12 classes at each show, and afterwards for about a week, my whole body was sore, including my abs, including my shoulders, my arms. Even though in cycling you want to not use your shoulders, arms, you're forced to use these body parts because the bike is moving. They also have an option where you can lock the bike into place. So if people are scared or they don't want to sway, or maybe you can click it on and off during class, you just have to reach down and snap it into place, or pull the pin, as they say. on the bike, you can actually make it sway or make it steady during class as we go. So it's kind of a nice option.
So for a club that was introducing these, you know, because they are somewhat unconventional, you could start your classes in a rigid sense and then help people get accustomed to the bike first, cycle first, and then introduce the swaying component of it later.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jack Nunn now. You are, forgive me for saying it this way, but a relative unknown in our industry, and yet you have a considerable experience in fitness. You were telling me earlier before we started recording that you spent a bunch of time on the Olympic development team for rowing. Is that right?
Yeah. And just to give you a little background, because rowing isn't too popular here, especially out here in California, my dad actually was a Olympic rower in 68. He won a bronze medal for the United States. One of the few actually in sculling and rowing in the history of the United States. And he was also an Olympic coach for rowing in 1976 for the men's team. So I got introduced to rowing at a young age, obviously. Didn't start till high school. And then in college, cross-trained a lot with cycling because cycling is a direct cross-training proponent with rowing is with the legs. So as you're pushing down, the same muscles are being used essentially that when you row. So it's a very good crossover cross-training. And same with running too. There's been a lot of articles that say runners should be rowers, vice versa, because of the assisting muscles with the legs. So, and I was on the national team for about 6 years. I won a silver medal at Worlds in 2001 in rowing, and then a lot of politics in rowing. So I kind of got sidetracked a little bit and moved home and couldn't really handle the East Coast for the weather.
Okay.
Very hot, very cold. And so I moved back and started training at various clubs and been now a cycling instructor for about 10 years. I've used almost every bike in the industry. I came across the Evo about a couple years ago and they asked me to come in, talk to them. And I'm kind of the unconventional cyclist. I'm pretty tall, 6'3", about 220. I think my weight is probably makes me the most unconventional cyclist because I'm too heavy.
Oh, you're a Clydesdale in some.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. So, and rowers, you know, that's our rowers are pretty much like that. We're, you know, we're pretty heavy, but also lean, but we're definitely bigger than the average cyclist. So, but indoors, I carry a lot of that muscle endurance over to cycling and to kind of convey how important it is to push and pull and give that a lot of information to new cyclists, to people who are just starting out cycling and trying to lose weight. And I tell everyone, you know, you got to get the shoes and, you know, just basic things and try and make it fun for everybody. But I've really come to really love the sport and especially indoors and just notice a huge gain in physically and just physical endurance and everything. And it crosses over to rowing so well and vice versa. So
now you also do a lot of triathlons.
Yeah. I've started to do more actually this year. I've done three in the past, completing my best time in Cozumel, which wasn't too good on the bike because it's so windy and hot. They actually don't allow you to even bring a disc down there because it's so windy on those roads. So, but I did do pretty well on the bike ride, and then I do a lot of shorter distances, which I can excel in because I'm bigger, so it's not as much of a disadvantage. So the sprint distances are a little bit better for me, and the bike is usually always my best, and I really enjoy blasting by guys on the bike, so...
I can imagine. You were before we started recording, though, you were also explaining to me that you're unconventional in the sense that you do the majority of your bike training indoors.
Yeah, that's correct. And number one reason for that is I said before, is safety. There's, like I said, there's a statistic out there that says about, for Ironman training especially, because you have to train so far out, that something like 30, 40% of all athletes that train for Ironmans have some kind of accident. When you're training on the bike or outside or you know, it doesn't have to do anything with physical, like backache, whatever. It has to do with crashes.
Right.
That's something that you just don't want to do. So I just take all my training indoors, and with the classes and with the energy of the group of the people, you can really get an amazing workout. And so I use that. About 90% of my workouts are all those classes. So, and honestly, a lot of my training I did when I was younger, I kind of burned out because I did a lot of my own training. I was rowing around island, you know, every day and cycling outdoors and running, and I just burned out on my own. So the energy from the group classes, from the people who are in the class, the music, and the bike that, you know, that's now swaying, you just get a complete total body workout, and it's amazing.
You have a bike, you have an education component. Where are you guys at as far as, you know, actually bringing them together in a studio? Are there examples of those yet?
Yeah, there's Area 44 in El Segundo, and they have about, I think they have about 20 Evo bikes now. They just acquired those a few months ago. I was actually teaching for them just for a few weeks before I got a little more involved in my own Ironman training, because I was training for Ironman Texas. But Area 44 is still going there. And then also there's a studio in Downey called Core Fusion Fitness. And they also have about 15, 20 bikes there. And that's near Long Beach. So that Downey, there's a lot of different suburbs of LA. So, and then Costa Mesa is where they're stationed. So that's their headquarters, and that's Relay Fitness. And they have a little studio in there as well. So we do events there. We did something for St. Jude Hospital and like a fundraiser for them a few months ago, which I took charge of. And then also, just various different training events. We do all our videos there.
Okay. So, you know, I've got, I don't know, something like 10,000 people are going to hear this interview mm-hmm. over the course of the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And we are very active in the new studio startup, which I really see, especially new products. You know, the small boutiques are where these types of products typically start long before the big boxes get involved. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's listening to this and they say, wow, I'd really love to experience this or at least learn more, what would the best track for them be?
Best way to do it is to go to relayfitness.com. And then there's actually a link there for training. And the Tricor website is all up as well. I have my website, powerhousefit.com, which is going to become rowworks.com. But either way, Tricor is on that site on the first page. So you'll get to click on that and then kind of get an idea of what you're looking at, of what the certification or what the all the hours are going to be for the training, what it's going to entail, and where, you know, where those sessions will be. And we have some things outlined already for, which is pretty similar to other trainings, but we're different in the sense that, you know, now you have a bike that moves, so you can do a lot more with that option. And then we're actually trying to target as well triathletes. How do you want to get faster on the bike? How do you go about doing that? What kind of trainings do you have? We have a DVD video as well. So we're on the right track for getting there, and we're about a month or two away from getting AFA certs and all those units, you know, required to do that, to become an AFA, you know, to get the credits and stuff like that. So we're right there. So you can take a look on those websites and get all the info there.
We love to be on the cutting edge here at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. And so I'm going to be excited to hear more, and hopefully at some point we'll be able to get an update from you in the future.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, Jack Dunn, master trainer with Tricor Indoor Cycling. Is that what you call it?
That's it. Yep.
All right. And the Evo fitness bike. I appreciate having you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast, the voice of indoor cycling. You can find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com, and we're in the iTunes Music Store. Search Indoor Cycling and subscribe to our free podcast. Now, if you're like most instructors, you're struggling with finding the time to create the perfect class profile and the music playlist to go with it. If that sounds like you, consider a premium subscription to ICI Pro. We've done all the work for you. Inside ICI Pro, you'll find the largest collection of comprehensive class profiles for teaching conventional classes, classes featuring heart rate, and also power. Contributed by the most diverse collection of master trainers and rock star instructors on the planet. Every profile includes a complete music playlist we guarantee your class will enjoy. Combine ICI Pro with Spotify, and you could be ready to teach an awesome class in minutes. Visit indoorcycleinstructor.com/pro and start your no-risk trial subscription today.